Joining us now, reporting on the auto industry, WWJ in Detroit, Jeff Gilbert. We're looking at the EV industry, which, Jeff, I think is an interesting question because on one hand, you have a Republican. They've been, you know, very kind of anti some of these EV mandates that we've seen across the country. Yet the biggest EV maker has been Trump's right-hand man throughout the campaign.
Yeah, you know what they say, politics makes strange bedfellows. And, you know, the car industry has seen this before. They, you know, went through a Trump administration 4 to 8 years ago that tried hard to lessen environmental regulations, things of that nature. Then all of a sudden they run into a Biden administration that has a totally different view. Now they're back to a Trump administration. So they're going to be very cautious. They tell me, I talked to a top Toyota executive who says, look, we want to sit down with the new administration, not just the president, but his regulators, let him know what's important to us and hopefully work out a plan going forward.
Is there a lot of uncertainty right now, or do you have an idea of where this might go?
There is a lot of uncertainty because realize a lot of things aren't just presidential policy. They're baked into regulation. Some things are even baked into law, like EV incentives. That was part of the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's not just government regulations. That's a law. But then you've got something like California, which President Trump and several car makers tried to strip away California's right to set its own rules. Well, you know, that was dropped under the Biden administration. Mr. Trump wants to bring it back, but car makers don't want to anger their biggest market. So, you know, you've got uncertainty around that. Will they strip that away, as well as the marketplace? People aren't buying EVs in the numbers that many had thought. So that factors into it as well.
There's the tax credit. That is, you know, a federal rule that it could be extended. A lot of it is model focused too. You know, how does that move forward? And then, you know, a lot of these rules still, Jeff, are like state by state. I'm thinking of Tesla specifically because of Elon Musk's involvement here, and they've kind of like bucked the dealer trend in the way that they sell cars to people. In some states, they haven't really allowed that as much as other states where it might be out of the federal government's hands.
Yeah, that's out of the federal government's hands. That's a state-by-state issue, but certainly the EV rules aren't. And then you've got a number of states, and I think New York is one of them that followed California's plan to ban sale of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. There are a lot of people who thought that that probably wasn't realistic in the marketplace to begin with, but, you know, Mr. Trump, when he was president, was battling even the right to impose laws like that. So that's something that could, you know, become a big issue and actually go back into the courts for a while.
Yeah. And then there's something else, too. Trump is talking about tariffs, right, on foreign imports. That would be affecting the auto industry in a big way, wouldn't it?
And that's another one of those good news and bad news for the auto industry. They love the fact that Chinese competitors are kept out, but they don't like the fact that some of the foreign parts that they have to go into vehicles would cost more. So that's an issue with tariffs. And then you've got the whole issue with Mexico. All of the major car makers have plants there. The last thing they want to see is vehicles. And, you know, you've got some Chevys that are built in Mexico. They don't want to see a tariff put on their vehicle sold here in the U.S. because they consider this all one big market. So that's something that has to be sorted out.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for the update this morning. Jeff Gilbert joining us live from Detroit.